This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And only count the electors who have been lawfully slated. Lawfully slated. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. Today we will see whether Republicans stand strong for integrity of our elections, but whether or not they stand strong for our country.
We need to peacefully march to the Capitol. Roger Stone, some stations don't carry this first five. We'll recap next segment. I don't want to waste your time here today. You told me months ago you believe Jack Smith would indict him. You said it on air, but privately you said you believe the most important indictment will be January 6th out of D.C. because it's such a controlled jurisdiction, as you were railroaded through there and countless others have been as well. And now Trump has come out and said from his lawyers' analysis he will be indicted very soon, report to the grand jury within 4 days. All I got to say is, man, this is the jumping the shark of jumping the sharks. This is so insane.
Well, Alex, I don't want to speculate. We obviously don't know whether they are seeking to charge the former president regarding the riot at the Capitol, although that would seem to me, based on what I've read, to be outside the scope of Mr. Smith's investigation, and that's generally speaking being prosecuted by others, or whether it is a challenge to the electors in certain states. Very famously, John Kennedy filed a slate of alternative electors in Hawaii in 1960 when there was a dispute about the outcome in that state. That was, of course, not considered to be unconstitutional or illegal or treasonous. So there is some precedent for that. But we don't really know enough about what they intend to try to bring against the president, other than to say it really is unprecedented. He is a candidate for the White House. He is leading Joe Biden. That is what's got them petrified. Biden is snared up in an extortion, money laundering, influence peddling, illegal lobbying, treasonous scandal, for which there's far more hard evidence than there ever was put forward regarding President Trump in the two phony impeachments. So what do? They go out and they seek to remove Donald Trump from the equation. It is only a conviction, Alex, for violation of the Constitution pertaining to insurrection that would make him ineligible to be a candidate. And as long as he is legally eligible to be a candidate, he will never give up the fight. So perhaps that is the game plan here, to try to take him out of contention, because they already know they cannot beat him in a free, fair, honest, transparent election.
Well, what you just said is huge. I just think you said we can't speculate, but I don't think there's any speculation. None of their other kangaroo charges, alternate electors, which the Democrats called for just a few elections ago. Kennedy used it. It's in the it's all there. Trump went with standard stuff. They think the public's dumb. Obviously, they want the insurrection clause so they can preclude him. The question is, can they indict him, have a kangaroo trial quick enough to then claim that he's precluded before he wins in a landslide? That's the $64 quadrillion question. We're going to cover that when we come back in detail. What else are you going to be breaking down?
Well, Alex, I must tell you, the president is absolutely at the top of his game. I was with him in Palm Beach on Saturday and Sunday. I've never seen him in this fighting mode. I mean, he's given everything on his shoulders. He's relaxed. He's determined. He's confident. He's really at his best under crisis. He's at his best when under fire. He really is a warrior, a lesser man.
The globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through in a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
Future on the line. We are in trouble. This country is in trouble. The election will decide whether your generation inherits a fascist country or a free country, whether you will have a rule of tyrants or the rule of law, whether Marxist radicals burn our civilization to the ground, which they're looking to do, or young patriots like you propel America to glorious new heights greater than ever before. Side by side, we're going to fight and we're going to win. We have no choice, actually. We're going to evict crooked Joe Biden. You know, I took the name off of Hillary. You know that, right? Everybody here knows that. It was crooked Hillary. I was very successful. But I think she's out of it now. But no, I thought it was more appropriate because he's crooked as you can get. This is the most dishonest president in history. And I wouldn't have said it. You know, I have pride in the presidency and respect for the presidency. I wouldn't have said it. But I say things about him over the last 3 weeks that I would have never said before about any president. He is a corrupt, horrible, incompetent man, and he's destroying our country, and we have to have it changed. And with God's help, we're going to save America on November 5th, 2024. And when I said originally in 2016, it's the most important election, I meant it. This is far more important. This is far more important because our country is ready to go down. Ready to go possibly into World War III, and this won't be a war like others. This will be a nuclear war, and the level of destruction, it's called obliteration. It's not two army tanks going back and forth, shooting at each other. This is big stuff, and we have a man who's grossly incompetent, who doesn't even know where he is, who can't put two sentences.
This is not HBO. This is not Netflix. This is the real world, July 2023, edge of nuclear war. A psychotic, drug addict, pedophile, and his son running the country under Chi-Com control. A literal lunatic, UN prosecutor, Jack Smith, preparing to indict Trump. Trump's put out a letter saying when they send you this letter, you're a target. It almost always means you're being indicted. He says his indictment is imminent. Told to report within 4 days to the puppet grand jury in the rig system of D.C. This is just so wild. Incredibly dangerous. And Roger Stone joins us, who just spent 2 days with the president. And was just saying earlier, if a station just joined us, that Trump is energized like never before. Well, you can see it in these clips, but elaborate on that and how big a constitutional crisis this is. I mean, this is election meddling. Imagine if Republican, unpopular president, and then a Democrat was 30 points ahead of him in polls, and then the Republicans were indicting the Democrat. No one would put up with this. This is unbelievable that they're this desperate and going for this. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about how you see this unfolding and more predictions you've got. Because you were on months ago saying you believe Jack Smith in D.C. will indict Trump on January 6th. Will it be for the alternate electors that, again, Kennedy did as well, as you mentioned, and it's right there in history and law? Or will it be actually claiming insurrection, which we know they wanted to indict you and I? Washington Post 2 weeks ago reported claiming we were being ordered by Trump to attack the Capitol. All of it totally made it preposterous. For me, It is otherworldly. I feel like I'm in a dream right now, Roger. Like, I'm pinching myself. Like, am I really talking to his top advisor? Is this all really just, are they really trying to frame us right now? And the answer is, yeah, we testified to Congress, both of us. You know, had to tell him, no, we didn't attack the Capitol. You weren't even there. I mean, this is just surreal. Roger Stone.
Yeah, it's Kafkaesque. You're absolutely right. But it just demonstrates what an existential threat Donald Trump is to the established order. He is a disruptor. And they can't have that. They're trying to move the country as briskly to World War III as they can, while Joe Biden and the members of his family line their own pockets with multi-million dollar payments from foreign governments and entities. So, you know, this is all coming down very, very quickly because the calendar is crucial. You know, it has always been clear to me that they would seek to charge Trump in the District of Columbia, where the system is so broken that no Republican, no conservative, no free thinker, no non-liberal Democrat can get a fair trial under any circumstances. And when I see these lawyers on TV making cogent arguments, please understand, in D.C., the law, the Constitution, the rules, the facts, the evidence, none of these things matter. In my case, I had a jury forewoman who testified in jury selection. She didn't know who I was. She knew nothing about my case, but she'd been attacking me on Twitter and Facebook for a year before she was chosen as a juror in my case. She kept those attacks on me and on Donald Trump on a private setting, and then tried to quietly delete them after the trial, and the judge actually ruled that none of that was evidence of bias. So the rule book, the Constitution, the law, these things are out the window, which is why Mr. Smith is so anxious to find some charge in the District of Columbia. The charges pending against the president in Florida are important. It's a flawed case, as Trump has pointed out, under the Presidential Records Act. As decided by the judge in my case, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, a president can do whatever he wants with the records. But more importantly...
Yeah, Roger, let's not even defend Trump. Everybody knows he's innocent. Everyone knows you're innocent. I don't need to believe you. I was there saying, I'll give you a job at InfoWars. I'm not acting powerful, but you wanted one. Well, you got one later anyways. If you'll get me Julian Assange. He said, well, I know this Randy Credigo guy that talks to him. I'm going to try to get him on the show. And then Assange was on TV saying it's going to hurt Hillary. And you're like, I hear it's going to hurt Hillary. And off of that, they indicted and convicted you for running WikiLeaks. I mean, that's ridiculous. Julian Assange was all over TV then.
Yeah, it's I'm not trying to rehash my own case.
No, it was crazy because they convicted you for nothing.
But here's an important point, and that is there were challenges to the legitimacy of Robert Mueller's appointment in D.C. He was never confirmed by the Congress, and for a number of other constitutional reasons, absent a special counsel law, which we do not have in place right now, he never had the authority to prosecute anyone. That was wrongly decided in the District of Columbia. When Trump's lawyers, who I have minimal confidence in all honesty, at least his current legal team, filed their response to the court, they did have a marker in there that allows them to question the legitimacy of Jack Smith's appointment. I expect that, I hope that, will be a major thrust of their defense in Florida, because if it were found to be true in Florida, it would knock out Mr. Smith's authority in New York. Now, in D.C. Now, I'm not an attorney. I don't pretend to be one. I'm not going to comment on charges that haven't been filed yet. We don't know what this pertains to, but they have to have an unfair fight. They're apoplectic about the fact that this case had to be brought, the documents case had to be brought in Florida, because under a constitutional decision by the Supreme Court, the case against you must be brought in the jurisdiction where the crime allegedly took place. And then, just through the hand of God, Donald Trump got an honest judge. Yeah, it's a judge he appointed. So what? You had no problem with me being being tried by an activist Democrat left-wing judge appointed by Barack Obama. You had no problem with that. So they're apoplectic that Trump might actually get a fair trial, will probably be acquitted in Florida, which is why they have to do this Andrew Weissman
dictate. No, I totally agree, but let's pull back to 100,000 feet here. you don't need to be a rocket scientist, but you are when it comes to politics. What does this do if New York boosted Trump 10 points, the federal indictment 15, 20 points, 75 points in polls now ahead of all Republicans in the field, 20, 30 points ahead of Biden? I think it's fair to say he's as popular as George Washington was in 1789. I don't know how they think they're going to follow through with this, but how do you expect this with the timing to play out? Clear election meddling, clearly trying to block who we want. The public sees it. I go out in public, you out in public. I got nothing but love now. The worm has really turned, and I think Jack Smith and Merrick Garland and their little bubbles don't get this, but how do you see this unfolding as they try to convict the obvious mega frontrunner? I mean, I don't see them getting away with this. This is crazy.
Well, first of all, I wasn't alive in 1789, and I categorically deny that I was the head of youth for Washington. But putting that aside, no, I think you're right. It's a massive miscalculation. Look, we've seen this before. Jimmy Carter and his top advisors wanted to run again.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Plays the ultimate power play. Once they got power, they never intended to relinquish it, and therefore they are capable of absolutely anything. People who will charge a former president of the United States, who is the leading candidate for president, leading in the polls by, as he would say, a lot, will do absolutely anything to cling to power and money. And as I said at the conference on Sunday, I still absolutely believe that it is their intention to give Joe Biden the hook. The guy can't stand up. He's not coherent. He's embarrassing them. And his thievery is now there for everybody to see. It's one of the reasons they chose him, by the way, is because they had the goods on him and they knew they could control him.
Sure, he just mentally degraded faster than they thought. So they wanted to have him there to blame for their criminality, to control him, to flush him, but he's rotted so bad they got to get rid of him. And you say, you still say, you've been vindicated. You were on my show 3 years ago during the campaign when I got banned again on Facebook even more as a dangerous person for saying he's obviously had a stroke or something wrong. And you said all of this at the time, what Biden was going to do, what he was going to carry out, and that they would then replace him with Big Mike or Gavin Newsom. You say you're still saying it. Now there's op-eds in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, everywhere saying, we got to get rid of Biden. How does he step down? Politico. He's got to go. I mean, they're clearly trying to give him the hook, but I'm told Jill Biden, like you said, likes the parties and all of it too much, that he's now holding on like a old cicada on a tree in the wintertime before he blows away. How do you see that unfolding?
Well, first of all, I think Dr. Jill's not going to go easily. I mean, she wouldn't have access then to the curtains and tablecloths that she uses to make her clothing, quite obviously. And Joe Biden has endless supply of children that he can sniff and otherwise, nuzzle. What do you call that? A video still blows my mind.
No, he rapes them with his nose. It's disgusting.
I mean, they're not going to go easily, but they will go because in the end, if he refuses to go, he will be removed under the 25th Amendment, which only requires a majority of the cabinet and the acquiescence of the sitting vice president. Barack Obama could orchestrate that in an afternoon, And then Joe wouldn't have the opportunity to pardon himself and his brother and his son and other members of the Biden crime family. Now, Alex, this is a key point. When it was speculated that Trump was going to pardon himself for some unspecified crime before leaving office, lunatics like Lawrence Tribe, the worst lawyer in America, nothing this guy says is accurate or true. He's embarrassing. Trump doesn't have the authority to pardon himself. But watch, when Joe Biden pardons himself, every left-wing legal scholar in the world will be telling you, it's perfectly constitutional. Watch.
Is the system so static and so stagnant that perhaps Biden is just able to stay in control because he is the puppet president? And imagine by the time he is inaugurated again via fraud or killing Trump or assassinating him or whatever they're going to do or putting him in prison, that we literally have a president that isn't seen and can't talk, kind of like Woodrow Wilson?
Well, Wilson was only able to get away with that because at the times we had no mass media, and therefore the only people that were ever seen were his wife and Colonel House, his major handler. But he, she would actually put the pen in his hand and move it to sign important documents. Joe Biden's problem is that he really doesn't have the power because were he to give any order whatsoever, none of the people around him, all of whom are loyal to and actually work for Barack Obama, would carry out those orders. So I think he's cooked. I think he's done. I kind of feel sorry for him because at this point it's elder abuse. It's time for him to retire to the beach in Rehoboth. If he pardons himself, he'll still have all that money that he and his son stole. He really ought to ride off into the sunset if he were smart. But the Obamas play for keeps. And if he won't go along, if he won't resign quietly, then they will actually, I think, remove him because they cannot possibly pull off an election with him at the helm. If you went into election day and he's trailing by 10 points, which is entirely possible, it's going to be very hard to convince people when you steal the election that the election wasn't stolen.
Sure. Well, the last thing I want is anything to happen to Obama's third term. Violent, because that will make them victims. But Joe Biden is a total puppet. Some people say, oh, what about Kamala? She's completely drugged out of her head, even dumber than Biden. So people that say, oh, the elite doesn't want her in there as president, don't know what they're talking about. But I'm really concerned about them assassinating Biden, recycling him to then say a Trump supporter killed him. I mean, I think that's a perfect scripting for them. I'm very concerned about that. So I pray for Joe Biden.
Geez, that actually sent a shiver up my spine, Alex. Look, I think these people are capable of absolutely anything. We don't wish any ill will on Joe Biden. I just like him to step aside and live out his years in peace. I don't think he's going to do that. But if they remove him, they are now stuck with their own hand-picked choice for vice president, Kamala Harris. She doesn't have senile dementia, but she makes even less sense than Joe Biden. And so, therefore, I have said the only way within the current modern Democratic Party, which will not nominate a white male for president again in our lifetimes, is to replace a woman of color, Kamala Harris, with a more popular woman of color, Michelle Obama. They can raise the $100 million they need overnight. They can.
So you really think it's going to be Big Mike?
I really think it will be Michelle Obama, yes.
I'm not going to speculate
about Michelle Obama's sexual orientation on your show for prurient minds.
Will you say Mike Tyson's Big Mike?
Mike Tyson is Big Mike, but then there's only one Mike Tyson. By the way, if you didn't see this interview with Robert F. Kennedy regarding the assassination of Robert Kennedy Sr., it's absolutely must-see. You know why you need to see it? Because YouTube took it down, folks. That's why you've got to see this. It is absolutely
must-see. Hey, let's bring up that. I love the callers that think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a Trojan horse. He may be wrong on some policies. He's his own guy. Just like Trump, he runs his own life. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s father and uncle were murdered by the deep state. I don't see any way he works for them. What do you say? I say he's out to get him.
Zero chance. He's a free thinker. He has identified who murdered his father and his uncle. He wants to seal our southern border. He is for health freedom. He's against this insane rush to war in Ukraine. You know, on many issues, I agree with him. On the other hand, he believes in climate,
Yeah, so if he's the Democrat nominee, you're going to support Trump.
I'm supporting Trump no matter what. It's Trump, you know, it's ride or die with Donald Trump for me. But I like Robert Kennedy because he's unafraid, because he challenges the left-wing orthodoxy on some of the most important issues in the country. I don't agree with him when it comes to abortion. He is pro-abortion. I'm pro-life. I don't agree with him about the climate hoax, but...
Well, now he's saying the climate thing's a power grab, so he's moving towards us. The system hates him. 30 seconds left. Roger Stone, you host a weekday show. You've got a very popular WABC show. Tell people how we find everything Roger Stone.
Sure. Go to StoneZone.live every day at 5 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central for my daily show. Today I have Colby Covington, the UFC champion, who's headed to a big, big fight at Madison Square Garden for the championship today at StoneZone.live at 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. And just go to StoneZone.com, StoneZone.com. You can see all my videos, read what I have written, and go by the store and get yourself a copy of The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, or your Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong t-shirt, or your epically hysterical Roger Stone. Go there now.
All right, Roger, we love you. Praying for President Trump. Big news, breaking news. Your phone call straight ahead. Thank you, Roger Stone. I'm Alex Jones.
The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount. It's probably the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This fight, well, guess what? You've got it. Let's fight.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America. This is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the
front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Humanity's not going down without a fight. At the very front of the battle for humanity and our future is InfoWars and this operation. You've got my pledge. Do the best job I can. But I can't do it without you. All right, folks. I'm going to open the phones up for several hours here and take your phone calls on Trump. And I love, that's a whole other story. He comes out a few months ago and he goes, yeah, I've been told we're going to be indicted by Alvin Bragg for this kangaroo garbage with Stormy Daniels in New York. And the media goes, he's crazy, he's a liar, no one's indicting him. Then they indict him, not the week he said, but the next week. And then he goes, yeah, I've been told I'll be indicted the next week. To 2 weeks for the documents that are my documents, they indict him the next day. And so now his lawyers have talked to him, and they said, no, well, the grand jury's indicting you, get ready. And the corporate media wants to edge this out. They're like, oh, they're looking at indicting him. No, it's done. And it's for January 6th. And they literally say that Roger Stone and I quarterbacked an attack and worked with Trump. None of it's true. I can tell you on my children, strike me now with a bolt of lightning if I'm lying. We walked into a trap. Everybody already knows that. But it is, I mean, I feel like I'm in a dream right now. People ask, like, how are you taking being followed by the feds every day and PI groups? And they're all after you and they're harassing all your crew and everything. And I'm just like, they're killing unborn babies. They're trying to cut little kids' penises off. They're cutting millions of them off. I mean, we're getting screwed over here. I mean, at least I am a big, strong man. I'm not saying I'm the biggest and the strongest, but I can take a lot of pain, and I can sure as hell fight. And I mean, I'm a full-grown 49-year-old man, and, man, I'm shook up by this. I feel really sorry for the women and children. People ask, how are you handling, Jones? I'm a man, and I'm pretty upset, so... All I can tell you is this is bad news, folks. And when the general public figures out how much trouble they're in, whew, I mean, we got crazy people running stuff. I mean, these lunatics came up with a poison shot with an HIV delivery system to fry our immune systems, and they just injected 2 billion people with it. People go, well, they're getting exposed. Yeah, they got something bigger they're about to launch where you're not even going to be thinking about what they just hit you with. So, people say, well, what are you doing, scaring us for the enemy? No, I'm telling you how bad it is. I mean, you better come to grips, ladies and gentlemen, with the fact that these people don't just want to eat your lunch. They want to eat you. And realize that because of normalcy bias, someone that always loses kind of gives up on average and thinks they're a loser. Winners never quit, and quitters never win, to quote Vince Lombardi. Nothing succeeds like success. Well, the criminals like Fauci and Bill Gates, and Bill Gates' father, have gotten away with such massive crimes against humanity that they believe they can't be defeated. And that's really what we're dealing with right now. So I want to hit all the rest of the news. I want to open the phones up, but I want to open the phones up, and I'm being really nice. I love the listeners. But I do this like once a month. We're on one topic, folks. Not the Loch Ness Monster, not flying saucers, not Hunter Biden's laptop. We all know he's a cokehead pedophile, and the government's covering it up. We already know all that. All the other shows cover that ad nauseum. We're not talking about Hunter Biden, the crackhead Chinese agent. We already know that. It's like, we're going to talk how stop signs are red for 2 hours. I mean, we already know that. We are talking about the front runner presidential candidate who had the last election stolen being prepared to be indicted in D.C. Because let me tell you, indicted in Florida, he'll probably get someone to a fair trial. He's going to win that. Indicted by that idiot Bragg, they got that... Indicted in D.C., he could be as pure as Jesus Christ. They're going to nail his ass to a cross. And I'm not saying Trump is as pure as Jesus Christ, but when it comes to corruption, he basically is. The guy does not take bribes, orders from no one. He gives the orders. And that's why they don't like him. So, this is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. These people are crazy enough with the most popular president in modern history. You heard Roger Stone. He doesn't speculate. He said he's never seen anybody since polling began as popular as Trump. I mean, they took him from being popular to ultra popular with this move. And anybody can look at that and say, that's not going to go well for the people that did that. They don't care. Though you see Jack Smith at his press conferences, his knees are knocking, he's stuttering, he looks like he's about to frickin' die. Yeah, dude, you just took on the president of the United States who's super popular and is a good person. I mean, you're crazy. Four Chinese communist pedophile crackhead puppets? I mean, like, you know, it's not like you took down some good dude for something better. I'd be like, well, I don't like that doing that, but I kind of see what you're... No. You're literally trying to shoot down somebody good for absolute total crap that wants to cut off our energy and cut our kids' penises off and butcher the border and smuggle kids. I mean, you guys are villains. I got to hand it to the Democrats and their handlers. You guys are really bad. I mean, if you're trying to be bad, let me tell you, like MS-13 tries to be as... MS-13 has come out in their own documents. It's like, how do we get worse, man? Let's grab an 8-year-old girl, rape her, and cut her heart out for Satan. No, let's go do that, yeah. You're like, why did that? Well, they've been on methamphetamine for 5 years, and they're whacked out of their minds. It's like, that's crazy. You're like, why would you kidnap a girl out of her backyard and rape her and then cut her heart out and deliver it to her mom? Well, it's a nasty, horrible thing to do. Why not? You're like, you know, a normal person's like, that doesn't sound too nice. That doesn't sound like a very nice thing to do. But see, you're not MS-13. You're not Merrick Garland. You're not Barack Obama, who has a hard-on for this country, who feels slighted when he's on a 300-foot luxury yacht eating caviar. Oh, America sucks. I got to beat it. All you own stock and slave mines in Africa. It's all just an excuse to rape and kill and have power over something. Because America had a potential to defeat evil, and Satan knew that. So the main mission to all of Satan's minions is destroy America now. Now, go. I'll give you power. Just destroy it. So here's the toll-free number. We'll go to break. Come back with your phone calls on Trump and the looming D.C. January 6th indictment, which means the American people and all his supporters framed for terror and all of us persecuted more. It's just the detonator, just the cap on the back of the cartridge. If you think the January 6th persecution was bad so far, that's just the beginning. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, on this one subject, to focus on this one big subject today, on this Tuesday, July 18th, worldwide transmission. While we're getting the calls lined up, I'm going to come back and take Fauci the woodshed, then we'll take the pedos the woodshed with a lot of breaking news. So much we'll be interspersing with your calls. What will happen is I'll hit a story, take 3-4 calls. Hit a story, take 3-4 more calls. And who knows? We got another great guest host the fourth hour, but, you know, I'm in a little bit of a Miss Piggy these days. Maria Z is awesome, and I'm going to take 15 minutes the fourth hour just to make sure we get to all your calls and cover all the news. So that means we got like an hour and 45 minutes or an hour and 30 minutes straight ahead. Your phone calls and news, InfoWars.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Final segment of hour number two on the Alex Jones Show. I'm set to go right back to your phone calls here in just a moment with more news and information following in the next 2 hours that follow after this hour. But let me just say this very simply, very succinctly, very historically. The corruption we see unfolding is the way it's unfolded throughout human history over and over again. We're in a cycle. So as bad as it seems, as invincibly ignorant as the public looks, and as invincibly arrogant and hubris-filled as the establishment is, we have to understand that their time is short and this always ends. The question is this time with nuclear and biological weapons, and they destroy us in the process. So you have Fauci that, body language-wise, puts off the most insane arrogance I've ever seen. And I watch footage of him bringing out the AIDS virus and the poison treatments in the 80s, and you watch those footage of him. He was super arrogant back then. But now, this guy's been running all the major federal agencies that respond to diseases for 45 years. That's 45 years. And he is just beyond entitled, and his brain cells are trained, I win, you lose. I can lie to Congress, I can gain a function, I can make hundreds of millions of dollars myself and tell Congress I don't make any money, like Hotez does. I can get away with murder, which he has so far. But we know this guy's made hundreds of millions off his poison shots. just his piece of it. And then they can't get him for the gain of function, all these crimes they've committed, because the Justice Department won't indict him. But it's weird how in the federal bureaucracy, if the law says once you're retired, even if you're high-level general or whoever you are, unless you're a president or vice president, you don't get Secret Service or federal protection. So just like they couldn't get Al Capone for all the murders and all the money laundering and all the torture, they got him on income tax evasion. And so it's the same thing. It turns out Fauci, since he left a year ago, has an entire federal marshal detail. Then the federal marshals got asked in interrogatories by Congress. They said, no, we're not funding it. Now they've been caught lying, and they said, well, someone reimburses us. So we have a federal agency lying to Congress saying we don't get money, we don't fund this, and they're lying. I mean, the crime upon crime upon crime, because Fauci's the little darling. And let me tell you, I'm sure Fauci, after all the people he killed, is not a very popular person. But it's the new elite where now all these people get federal protection illegally, just like there's congressional hearings that tens of trillions is missing at the Pentagon the last 25 years. It was $2 trillion on 9/11. 2001, they had a conference a few days before. Oh, $2 trillion missing. Now it's tens of trillions missing, and they have hearings where they failed all the audits they've done. It's the same culture. The same entitled bureaucratic culture of criminals robbing and stealing everything. And so Fauci may not ever get in trouble for his mass murder and releasing COVID-19 or the poison shots or lying about the efficacy of the shots, but he may go down for having the security detail, and the security detail, the federal marshals lying to Congress and saying, we don't pay for his detail. And now going, well, actually we do. We're told it's reimbursed by somebody. Doesn't matter if you're reimbursed. You just lied to Congress. So see, this is how the corruption works. And pretty soon, if you're a corrupt federal marshal, why should your guys even show up on work on time? Because they're already... See, it breaks everything down. It's like if you work in a company and somebody in the company refuses to come to work, other people start refusing to come to work, and you say, well, no, Bill doesn't come to work. It's the unfairness of this system across the board that the public can get. Like, wait a minute, you're retired and you've got a whole federal marshal detail, like 10 dudes, 5 people at a time, 24 hours a day? Why don't you spend your own stolen money, you little murderer? Why don't you get your own security? But Fauci's a Democrat. He doesn't support the Second Amendment. He wants to take your gun in your crime-infested city where George Soros got rid of the cops or cut them back. He doesn't want you to have a gun, but he's got 10 federal marshals, 10 that protect him 7 days a week. He goes to the grocery store, the movie theater, out to eat. 5 men with guns go with him. They drive him around in government SUVs. They kiss his murdering ass. And then when it comes out it's illegal, they lie to Congress and say, no, we aren't doing the security. Well, there's video of you doing security from your own marshals. Well, it's not being paid for by us. Oh, now you're rent-a-cops. Lies, 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 on top of 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 lies. That sound like a free, open society you want to live in? And I don't think those federal marshals are our enemy. I'm just asking them, obviously, they're the ones that blew the whistle. Is this good? No, it's not good for that little monster. Play the clip of Rand Paul going after him.
Let's move to Dr. Fauci. So now we've proven that Dr. Fauci is getting around-the-clock security provided by the U.S. Marshals. That means they station someone outside his house, the limousines take him wherever he needs to go to the airport. Why, if he's not in government anymore, would he get this?
So we've been hearing these rumors. He announced his retirement.
Hello, hit pause. Hit pause and back it up. Rand Paul's had his ribs broken, his lung punctured, attacked in public, shot at, trying to kill him. They shot Scalise. There's like five attacks on Rand Paul. He gets no security. Fine. I don't think we're in the business of that. He should be able to carry a gun. But Fauci gets 10 agents a day. I looked at the documents. Five a day. Five a shift. There's like two shifts. They're the long shifts, I guess. So they're doing like 12 hours apiece. It's work like 4 days a week. He's got two shifts of all these armed people. And then, again, back to Rand Paul.
Fauci. So now we've proven that Dr. Fauci is getting around-the-clock security provided by the U.S. Marshals. That means they station someone outside his house, the limousines take him wherever he needs to go to the airport. Why, if he's not in government anymore, would he get this?
So we've been hearing these rumors. He announced his retirement, and then somebody said, oh, well, he still comes into the office periodically, and he still has his security detail. And we're like, how come? He's no longer working. So we asked HHS early in the summer. We said, is he still working, and does he have his limo, and does he have a driver, and does he have a security detail? Well, HHS actually came back to us and said they haven't been paying for it since January. But then we discovered that Fox did a Freedom of Information Act, and a judge forced them to say that, well, while HHS wasn't directly funding it, the U.S. Marshals were funding it. So can you imagine, we asked the government, are you funding his limo and his driver and his security detail? And they say, oh, we're not doing it. Oh, but somebody else is doing it, and then we're reimbursing them. So it's a terrible example of the government lying to its representatives and to the people. But also, why is a retired guy, the only retired official I know of that gets this kind of treatment is a former president. So I have no idea why this bureaucrat still has a limo driver, security detail, and we want to know, does he still get legal representation? Because I think he may need that eventually, but he's a rich man. His wealth increased by 30% during the pandemic. I think he ought to pay for his own security detail and his own legal defense if he needs one.
I do too. Senator Rand Paul, thanks so much for joining Primetime.
The truth is he murdered millions of Americans. He quarterbacked the global attack. He's a very important person because he's Joseph Mengele. And you better believe Joseph Mengele, their mad scientist doctor in Nazi Germany, was protected. So is Fauci. But I want to be clear. I don't want anybody to kill him or hurt him. I want to destroy him. I want him indicted. And one day, on national television, after he's convicted and had his appeal, I want to see him hung. And I don't say that vindictively. He's a mass murderer. He's an arrogant monster. We need to send a message to other medical serial killers like Joseph Mengele and Anthony Fauci that killed Mickey Willis's brother that you're going to pay. And I don't get up here to act with bravado like I'm ready to have people killed or whatever, to act tough. No, they don't like it when we say this. I want them to know, you want to kill me? I legally and lawfully in the system want to kill you too. You want to kill me, Fauci? I want you to die too, buddy. But through the system. We'll do it right. And if nobody will pull the switch after you're convicted, I will pull the switch to hang your ass. I will walk up there and pull that lever and break your neck in a second, you mass murdering monster. So feel your hand, you son of a bitch. We'll be right back. Hour number three. Stay with us. Justice is coming.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.